אנחנו קוראים בפתיחה לחוכמה.
We are reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
75, אנחנו ממשיכים באות נון ב.
We are continuing item 52.
נתחיל.
כן.
ואם זה תבין תוכנם.
Now we can understand the content of the ten sefirot of the sof of the parzuf from tabor down. It cannot be said that they are only considered light of chasadim without any chokhmah, since the light of chasadim is never completely separated from the light of chokhmah. Rather, there is necessarily a small illumination of the light of chokhmah in them as well. You should know that we always call this small illumination vak, without a rosh. Thus, the three phases of ten sefirot in the parzuf, called Rosh, Toch, Sof, have been explained.
Well, questions? I don't see any. So let's continue. Or maybe repeat it.
Again, item 52. Now we can understand the content of the ten sefirot of the sof of the parzuf from Tabor down. It cannot be said that they are only considered light of chasadim without any chokhmah, since the light of chasadim is never completely separated from the light of chokhmah. Rather, there is necessarily a small illumination of the light of Chokhmah in them as well. You should know that we always call this small illumination Vak, without a Rosh. Thus, the three phases of ten sefirot in the Parzuf, called Rosh, Toch, Sof, have been explained.
Barur, again.
Is this clear? Yes.
So is there a light of chasadim below tabur or isn't there?
What is the light of chasadim?
I don't know, I'm just asking because in the previous letter he wrote that below tabur there's nothing because otherwise there'll be a shattering of the lights. And now he's writing that there is a light of chasadim, even a little chokhmah.
Yes. In order for the light of chasadim to exist, there has to be a small illumination of the light of chokhmah.
It's possible that below tabur and below there's light of chasadim and also a little bit of chokhmah?
Yes. It's just, don't think about what you've learned and you think you understood. Just understand that if there's no light, there's nothing. Even the will to receive in order to receive, the shells, doesn't matter what, you have to have something that gives them life, gives them the feeling of life, that sustains them alive. So, there has to be light.
So what is this form that mustn't enter there, but there is still a...
There is some illumination.
That he calls Vak without a Rosh.
Yes, yes, and you give life to all of them.
Ken.
Memerkaz echad shoalim.
In Merkaz 1, they're asking, what is their light of Chokhmah for in the end of the Parzuf? In what desire is it received?
The light of Chokhmah shines only in order to give life to the vessels. That even the shells to exist, the light of Chokhmah has to bestow upon them. To a certain extent, very small. It may be without any connection with the source. But nonetheless, it's there. And we have to understand that the Creator holds all the parts of creation. as much as they go opposite and
it's
as if they're not connected to each other, but with respect to the Creator, no one is less than the other. Because all in all, He needs all of them in order to give the conditions to all the vessels for the complete correction.
In the
meantime, there are many things we'll hear and they will sound. It's opposite to what we've learned before, the rules, the conditions. However, bit by bit, you'll see how, nonetheless, these things are all closed down together. Okay? Yes.
In the end of the partsuf, below tabur and below, is there a difference between the first point below tabur until the end, the sof, in this range?
Of course. Of course there's a difference. In the sof of the partsuf, there are 10 sefirot, 3 worlds. There are many things there.
So when he writes below the tabur, there is an illumination, but the item before he wrote that in the siyum there isn't. So is there a difference?
There's a difference in all this place from tabur till the siyum of Ak. There is a difference. What are you talking about? But there are conditions that can be the lights of Chokhmah. Later comes the shattering. And it's all happening below Tabor. Above Tabor we have nothing to do. Only lights there. Truly.
Seder.
Okay.
Ken.
Rav, what actions are there at the end of the partsuf?
Actions at the end of the partsuf, the sof of the partsuf, are the actions where the partsuf discovers its boundaries. And what state under these conditions he's in, and how from these limited states he can nonetheless bestow to the host.
What's the relation between the end of the partsuf and the actions that he does at the end of the partsuf to the next partsuf that will come?
The sof of the potsuf is his potsuf. What it does to the next potsuf is something else. It may be that with respect to himself, in the sof of the potsuf, he's in darkness, but with the next potsuf, as it acts, it discovers itself filled with light with respect to the next partsuf.
Meaning maybe there is some preparation that he does at the end of the partsuf that will build in him the next partsuf?
Yes, yes, because the sof of his own partsuf is the beginning of the next partsuf. Yes?
We read that there are many actions in the Rosh and in the Toch. That most of the actions that we read about, it's from there. So, from what you're saying, there are the lights. Our work is in the place of below the tabur of the darkness.
Yes. No, below tabur, you don't say there's darkness. First of all, below tabur we have Nehi de Galgalta, Nehi de Ak. Then we have Sag. All these vessels are vessels of bestowal. Only then we have additional vessels that are within them, within the vessels of Sag and the vessels of Gilgalta. Yes?
What is the learning from parzuf to parzuf that you receive from the sof? What package is like, what information or charge is moved from parzuf to parzuf? It's not really elaborated here. It's not told about too many actions there. The Masach rises from the Tabur to Rosh, all kinds of... In the Toch there are many actions, many screens that change, but below the Tabur there aren't any actions that are broken down, that are explained.
Yes.
So what do you learn from this area below the Sof?
At the Sof of the Patsuf, we have many things to learn. Look, the end of Galgalta, the Sof of Galgalta. We have 10 Sfirot of Sof. There you have 30 Sfirot of the three worlds. You have a Parsa there. And there are many differences, many discernments. The entire study of the wisdom of Kabbalah mainly is in the Sof of Galgalta.
But this happens in later stages of the Galgalta. It happens after the light goes down below the Tabor.
Well, yes, but there is where we are. The entire reality that exists upon which we are learning exists in the Sof of the Galgalta.
And this whole system below Tabur of the Masachim that go up and down.
There, that's only preparations for the lights to illuminate below in order to shake the vessels.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, שפרצוף גלגלתה מזדקך ואחרי זה עובר.
Rav, when the parzuf galgalta is purified and then goes to the parzuf of Ab, the scrutiny in the parzuf of Ab, this is from what was after galgalta, from what remained in the sof after the galgalta. This is the continuation of the scrutiny.
Well, we can say this is so, yes.
עוד?
More?
כן. No.
הוא כותב שהערה מועטת הזאת בסוף הפרצוף של חוכמה.
He writes that this small illumination at the end of the parzuf of the chokhma is called vak without a rosh. What is that term, vak without a rosh? Why is it called that way?
Vak without a gar. Vak without gar. Meaning only lights that may spread below the taboo. Lights that can extend in vessels of bestowal. That's it.
It's
the light of what? Of existence of the vessels, because without it the vessels can't exist.
You can say that too. It depends what we're talking about, yes.
Because later on we're seeing, he writes a lot about Vak without a Rosh, meaning without the gar, but it's still, it's hard to conceive. What does it mean without gar?
Without gar, without the first three lights.
These are the actual lights?
These are the actual lights, yes.
No.
Well, no more? Good. Oh, you? Well?
Shela defka mitzad akli.
The question from the side of the Kli. The Kli itself is a will to receive, and it feels the light of Chokhmah, the pleasure. So when we feel the Chasadim, the question is, this feeling of whatever it will be of Chasadim, that also needs to come with a bit of Chokhmah. So what is this feeling of the light of Chasadim?
You're asking about a feeling. That's
the
feeling of chasadim is when you are in bestowal of chasadim.
Why do I need to feel wisdom and pleasure to feel chasadim?
Without the light of Chokhmah, you can't feel anything. The light of Chokhmah is everything. It shakes the vessels, moves them, builds them, organizes them. Whereas in the light of Chassadim, you don't really have abilities even to sort the vessels out. That's why in the light of Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah is what's happening. However, in the light of Chassadim, it doesn't. The light of Chassadim is, it's Chesed, mercy. In short, that's the way it is. Try to understand it.
It sounds like Chassadim is like the inclination of the heart or the motion. Or...
Okay, you can say that, yes.
So why is this defined as light?
Why is this defined as light? Because it gives life to the vessels, nonetheless. To begin with, the light of Chassadim wasn't intended for the vessels at all. It's only the light of the correction of creation. The light of Chokhmah is the purpose of creation.
Ken.
Rava, Or Chokhmah ve'Or Chassadim.
The light of Chokhmah and Chassadim, and they felt in all of the Sefirot, because every Sefira can give a feeling of Chassadim and Chokhmah.
In every Sefira, there's the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chassadim. We even say, even if we say there's no light of Chassadim, or there's no light of Chokhmah, still, it's just the way we say it. Actually, it's impossible to have one without the other, and also as if they don't exist.
So if I say that the Sefirot are discernments in the light, so in every discernment I feel both Chassadim and Chokhmah in some form of relations?
Yes. There we had one other question. Well, Baruch.
Yes, Shirot Lugabe Chassadim. Tzarich lasot zivug kidei.
There are questions about Chassadim. Do you need to do a zivug to draw the light of Chassadim?
Of course. I must be ready for the reception of the light of Chassadim. I must be in equivalence of form with the source of the light of Chassadim. The light of Chassadim is light, yes.
So when is there a zivug in the Rosh of Galgalta? There we and we understand why he receives it in the Partsuf, because of the Rashimot, in the Masach, the Oviyut, the Koshiyut. There isn't data there that defines what light of Chassadim will be in Galgalta, in what part. What connection is there between the Zivug of Rosh of Galgalta and the light of Chassadim at the end of the Galgalta?
No,
I didn't understand.
I asked in the start, do you need a Zivug to receive the light of Chassadim? You said yes, you need to. To the Zivug of Rosh of Galgalta, what data does it define that needs the light of Chassadim? And what desire in Galgalta, what does it depend on?
There's no zivug, a coupling over the light of Chassadim.
So there's no zivug?
No.
Let's put it otherwise. Could you say that if the Kli does Tzimtzum, then it immediately feels in this Kli the light of Chassadim? Can you say that? Can you put it that way?
No.
So what light is there in the world of Tzimtzum? It can't be an available Kli without Chokhmah or Chassadim.
Why?
There's no livelihood in the Kli without it.
That's a different question, if there is or there isn't livelihood. In you, is there livelihood?
I'm not an example.
You truly aren't an example, but in short, There is a vessel for the light of Chokhmah, there is a vessel for the light of Chassadim, and over each and every vessel there is a matter of the coupling while striking, and you can't have the light of Chokhmah without the light of Chassadim, and vice versa. That's called the shattering of the light. We'll learn it.
Also, is there a difference in the light of Chassadim of Galgalta and the light of Chassadim in the Abba, or is it the same?
Of course, every place is a different light of Chassadim.
So what does it depend on, the type of the light of Chassadim?
The coarseness of the vessel.
If we say that the Sof is the vessels without the opportunity to use it in order to bestow, so what does it mean that the Aviyut is...
It depends what it restricts, how it restricts. There are big differences.
The reason for Tzimtzum, is that the meaning?
Also the reason. What you don't understand is that to restrict the vessel is not simple. It depends what coarseness it has, from what light, what's the reason. There are many reasons for restrictions.
No.
Thank you.
Yes.
Lama al or chokma.
Why does the tzimtzum, the first tzimtzum, dwell on the light of chokmah permanently, and on the light of chasadim, the second restriction of nehi is alternating?
Be'or ein lanu shum evdel ben or chokmah le'or chasadim.
In the light, we have no difference between the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chassadim. We always talk about the light with respect to the vessels. That's why if we have a prohibition over the light of Chokhmah, there is also a prohibition over the light of Chassadim.
Thank you. Yes. A basic question about a Sefira. What is a Sefira?
Sefira is from the word Sofer, the illuminating. When the light of Chokhmah illuminates in the vessel, in the will to receive, of course it's according to the equivalence. It depends how much the will to receive wants to resemble the light with respect to the Creator. To that extent, the light of Chokhmah can clothe on the Sefira, on the vessel, on the desire. And then between the two, there is a mutual relation.
The word Sefira means that it also receives light and also returns light.
Suppose, yes.
If we talk about 10 Sefirot of Rosh and Toch, it's clear that the interaction is clear. But when you say 10 Sefirot of the Sof, it means that also in the Sof, in the last lowest Sefira, there is a light that enters and light that returns.
Yes.
It means that there is a form, a kind of Masach. If there's returning light, it means there's a Masach.
Everywhere there is light and a screen.
Also in the Sof, everything below the Tabur, there are Masachim, there are screens.
Otherwise, how can you have any light there? How can you talk about some Sefirot?
Exactly, we usually relate the Masachim to the Rosh and to Toch.
No.
But we never related to the Masachim of the Sof.
No. You have to have, the restriction has to be in all the Sefirot, Rosh, Toch, Sof. The screens have to be in the Rosh, Toch, and Sof. And only this way does the Partsuf exist.
But if there's a returning light in the Sof,
yes,
it's like all this mechanism of what happens below Tabor isn't clear. Because below the Tabor, it says that you can't receive light.
Even below Tabor, you can get light with corrections in order to bestow. Yes, there are three worlds, olamot there, and 30 sfirot, and the parsa, and all these things exist in the sof of the Galgalta. Don't see the sof of the Galgalta as if it's a dead place. Through corrections, we may bring vessels and lights and organize bestowal towards the Creator in the world's Bria Yetzirah Asiya.
If
I try to study without learning the continuation, only what we learned until now, without knowing what's going to happen afterwards in the worlds that evolved, now in Galgalta, are there masachim?
Of course.
Yes.
Or pashut shememale et kol ha-metziyut.
The simple light that fulfills all of reality. That's where the Kli reveals the light of Chokhmah and Chasadim.
Before any response by the vessel, it's called a simple light that fills the entire reality.
Now the Kli feels the light, and according to its willingness, the screen, and it receives the light of Chasadim, let's say. And the illumination of Or Chokhmah. It's as if he receives 70% of Chasadim and 30% of Chokhmah. But really, it's 100% Chokhmah. Only according to the feeling of the Kli, it's that way, 70%. Rav, it's 100% of the upper light that's divided in the Kli in such a way.
Thank you.
Yes,
I want to ask something about our approach. I see that we, the students, ask you in a chronological way, the way the article opens up. And many times when you answer, you see the system as if it exists all the time. We break a single point and we focus on it. But your answers are whole. They're not chronological. They're not by time. Why do we have the need to understand it according to the timeline? And then it seems we're missing many things.
There's no choice. There's no choice. That's how you learn.
I see, like the scrutiny we just had with Shai, these are questions I had. And he's asking, Galgalta did something, and then below Tabo, nothing happens. But you see the general system. You're saying the whole life is below Tabo, and I suddenly identify how many collisions we have when we try to contain this material because of this need to go step by step. So how do we cope with this?
Whatever is not done by mind is done by time. Nothing you can do. And then comes the feeling.
And
these are ta'amim, flavors of all of this. This is sweet and this is bitter and this is sour and lemony, etc., etc.
Beseder, yes.
I wanted to ask about the need for the light of Chassadim, because I heard you say that the light of Chokhmah does all. So why do we need Chassadim, mercy, if the Chokhmah does everything?
Because without the light of Chassadim, the created being won't exist. The Creator is the source of the light of Chokhmah and of the will to receive. They both come from the Creator directly. And we need to talk about the light of Chassadim. And the will to bestow.
Our entire work, when we try to attain from below upwards, is the work over Chassadim. We're going for bestowal.
Yes.
But from what I hear and what's written, the light of Chokhmah is what makes the vessels, moves them, gives feeling to them. The light of Chokhmah does everything in reality.
Yes.
So where is this mechanism of the light of Chassadim? Why do we need it if Chokhmah does everything?
If we hadn't have the clash with the Creator, the Tzimtzum, the shattering, the returning light, all kinds of things, if we didn't need corrections in order to identify with the Creator, then we would have enough to be in the light of Chokhmah, and that's it. Then we were restricted to an extent and existed by the light of Chokhmah, like still vegetative and animate. But if we want to be similar to the Creator, then we have no choice. We have to reach a state that we want to resemble the qualities of the Creator, the light of Chokhmah.
Yes.
What's the role of the light of Chassadim in the system?
The role of the light of Chassadim is, to the extent that I want to bestow contentment upon the Creator, I stabilize the light of Chassadim from myself to Him. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. He influences the light of Chokhmah. I influence him with the light of Chassadim, that the light of Chokhmah can clothe in the light of Chassadim, and by that can fulfill me.
So, the action of the light from the perspective of the Creator being to the Creator is always in Chassadim. Will it always be in Chassadim, or also the light of Chokhmah comes out, or is it only in Chassadim?
From us
only Chassadim, and from the Creator
Chokhmah
Chassadim. So how do we make the light? Because it turns out that we generate light by bringing back Chassadim.
We give a place for the light of Chokhmah to clothe in the light of Chassadim.
What is this vessel that turns Chokhmah into Chassadim?
The will to receive that wants to work with itself in order to bestow.
So the mere desire changes the meaning of the light? Or what exactly makes this transition, that inversion in the light of Chokhmah?
Our desire that I now want to use in order to bestow back upon the Creator is called the will to bestow.
Thank you.
Ken. No.
Miguel from Latin 1 Shoel.
Miguel from Latin 1 is asking, Rav, we say that there was a rejection of the screen of the light, but in spirituality there is no physical movement. So what are all these actions of the between the light and the vessel?
The Creator gave us an opportunity to work as the source of light towards Him, that we will become similar to Him, to His actions towards us, and that's what we're doing. By becoming in our work below the Tzimtzum, the Masach, and the returning light.
He's asking, in addition, are there these kinds of impressions of the vessels of the light?
Yeah, of course. It's like when you're sitting with a host, you have the same feeling, and you're not lying. You feel that the host is enjoying you, and that he depends on you, and that he's grateful to you for arriving, from receiving from him. It's the feeling of giving in a true form.
30. What is the light of Chokhmah in the story of the host and the guest?
The light of Chokhmah is abundance that the Creator wants to give to the created beings. The light of Chassadim is the same attitude from the guest that wants to bring back the relations of the host towards him.
So in the end, they have to be equal?
Yes, of course, that's called dvikut, adhesion.
If in every Rosh Toch Sof there are restrictions and screens, so what's the difference between the Tabur and the Siyum?
Tabur is where we need to find influences from above, and the Siyum is where the influences from above end.
Woman Moscow 18, there is a question. Where is the ascent of the man? If it happens first in the Rosh, where does the deficiency for this action come from?
The raising of man takes place from below upwards, from the created being towards the Creator. They clothe one another with mutual bestowal.
That's it in the meantime.
Okay, good. Yes.
Good morning, teacher. Again, teacher, I'm not sure it's the best question, so stop me if you'd like. The way he writes these things, there is no question before the actions. He's reading it, I can't believe he's reading it. And it's as if no one shares this feeling. There's no question before anything is done.
Right? It's a very practical science.
Yes, but it's a vessel of feeling, the whole temperature of the place, the physics of it. He doesn't write anything about it. It doesn't describe how it feels. Something comes from the pe to the taboo and comes back. It's as if no one hears.
You're right, but what can you do? How to start?
How can he curse the concealment?
That's exactly the concealment. That's why it's concealment.
But how can he stand before that directly? The judge in the lower world is more merciful than this creator. As if what? You've lost your Hebrew? Don't you know what's going on here? 700 couplings while striking all these.
Nothing he can do. Nothing he can do. I'm not the owner here.
Even as a teacher, can't you do anything?
What can the teacher say? Just what? Again and again repeat, tell you what's happening until you begin to receive from above the agreement to understand, and then you'll understand.
Teacher, what's happening here is a vessel of feeling. Now he writes it as if going up, going down, but it's a vessel. Things are done here.
Right, it's not just words, you're right.
I don't know, don't you?
Yes, I am, but what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? That I'm like a mouse in the
wheel,
yes. Then I'll be turning around. I can't anymore.
So if he reads it and we don't feel the intensity of everything that's going on, I can't believe such a thing happens to someone.
Maybe you'll read.
What do you mean?
Maybe you'll read instead of him.
I tried it a few years ago, they didn't let me, so I let go. No, seriously.
Nothing you can do. What the mind doesn't do, time does.
This pressure that we feel in these actions, he's talking about actions, and I'm impressed that the Creator is not such a lovey-dovey like we imagine him. He does it, he didn't ask anyone before. He did it. So this feeling, is it really happening? Is this a right impression?
What they're writing is the correct impression. We just need to understand this impression, but correct.
No.
Well.
Again.
תודה רב.
Thank you, Rav.
לפי עד כמה שאני הבנתי,
the way I understood it, the vacant space has to be filled. Where there is darkness, and in the first restriction, and no light comes there. So what is this desire that's... We don't know where it comes from. Why did the Creator do such a thing? Where there is darkness and the first restriction, and how can we reach it if no light comes there?
The light of Chassadim reaches everything.
But in the previous item, he says that the light of Chassadim had to be completely separate from Malchut, remained as an empty space. So there's at least an illumination.
Comes the returning light, then the light of Chassadim, then the illumination of Chochmah, and even the light of Chochmah.
Okay.
The final correction.
Okay, yeah, slowly.
Thank you.
Beseder. Ken.
Okay, yes.
Rav, actually the Creator does seem like a teddy bear where he allows the vessel because he's not ready to receive, he's willing to turn part of the light of Chochmah to the feeling of the light of Chassadim. He's like he gives the light of Chochmah and we force him to feel in it that they'll give us the feeling that we bestow. That's not the intention of the Creator when He gave us the light of Chochmah. It turns out that it's as if we're forcing the light to give us the feeling that we bestow. And He agrees to it, even though it wasn't His intention, seemingly, when He gave us the light, by agreeing to our demand, otherwise we won't get the light. So in order to receive the light, He's willing to give us the feeling that we're bestowing. Is this what it may be right that this is how it happens, that the vessel forces the light to give him the feeling that he is bestowing?
Yes, Marshall.
There is something. Yes.
Yes.
But what to do? What is left for the Creator? In such a way, he's still coming closer to us. Okay.
Rav, can we say that the demand for spirituality for the friends is what turns the light of Chochmah to the light of Chassadim?
I don't
really want to go into it to the extent these are deep matters. What lights we awaken by changing our attitude between one another. Chochmah, Chassadim, Gar, Zat, the restrictions, and so on.
That's a big issue.
Yes, you're right. There is something there.
Can it be that the Creator created a system here that ultimately we say that my sons have defeated me? It's as if this system becomes stronger than the one who built the system.
That's nice. Yes.
It's as if in the world, there's just an example. I don't know if it's related, but today we're talking about the artificial intelligence and all these systems of robots. And it's as if there is the fear that we'll build a system that will, without us noticing, will become smarter than us and will kill us or run the world.
Yes.
So it's as if the Creator created a system that the Creator being will rule the system in the end?
Let's hope that there is some kind of plug there that we can unplug. But in fact, yes.
If we connect, we get a control over the system instead. It's as if the wheel is in our hands of the system.
To take the steering wheel from the Creator completely, you can't. Because you remain matter, a desire. And the Creator is above the desire.
אבל לפי הנתונים הנוכחים אז אתה
and according to the current data you can really imagine a state that you can be completely free.
הוא רוצה שאתה תגיע למצב הזה.
He wants you to reach a state
שאתה לגמרי חופשי ממנו,
that you're completely free from him,
שאתה קיים לגמרי בכל מציאות כמוהו, כמו הבורא.
Exist in all of reality alone, and the Creator does not exist. And then you want to develop from your qualities, because you acquired them, you want to develop from them the same universe, the same nature, like the Creator did. This is actually called Adam, who is similar, domeh, similar in Hebrew, to the Creator. But the point is that you're completely free from him. We can't imagine this even, but we need to think that this is how it is.
His intention is for us to be like him.
Yes.
This means that we eventually we'll also create something, we'll make something of ourselves, or is this...
I think, but I don't have any authority to say. There are many things here. But there isn't any proof for it or foundations. Kabbalists didn't write about it. Or they did, but we don't see it.
No.
But no matter what, we'll see. We'll see. Everything is ahead of us.
Questions in the world. From the
oh,
in
yes,
the world.
Yes. Give one.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот это свет Хасадим, который мы пытаемся построить.
The light of Chassadim. That we try to build by bestowing to the Creator or intending to bestow to the Creator. What does it mean that the light of Chokhmah clothes on it?
Yes, the light of Chassadim is the clothing for the light of Chokhmah. Moscow one.
Спасибо. Скажите, как вот нам выйти из этого ограниченного состояния, когда нам состояние...
How can we come out of this limited state?
А перейти к тому...
When the situation illuminates to us, that's where we start. How can we shift to a state that we illuminate in this situation?
Это нааса במידת הדבקות שלנו בבורא.
It's done according to the extent of our adhesion to the Creator. That's called that darkness shines as light. That we also become a source of light.
Itavan.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. We said that in the Malkut, in the end of Malkut, there is just a small illumination and there is no place where to make a zivug. So, in the end, what is awakening the Malkut to begin is path of elevation. How she is pulled.
by receiving an awakening from the light, from the Creator,
and
then he understands that without her rising above, he cannot receive anything from him. Okay.
Tov. No. Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiri HaOlamit.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. A wonderful discussion. With your permission, with the thanks to the 10 and the friends, they helped me understand. There was one vessel and light that filled the entire reality. It wasn't just a kli. Chasadim and Chokhmah were together. We were adhered to the Creator. Why? Because of the Torah was given, but we're not ready to receive it. So what did the good Creator, as opposed to some of the friends who think the Creator is not good? He gave us the friends. He gave us the Torah. He gave us Bala Sulam. And everything he built from above downwards, Bala Sulam says, start climbing and then you'll reach me. And I guess this is something we didn't think about it. This is coming, thinking out of the box, what you said. Is this the answer?
I don't think, but I want to say one thing. If you have a question in one sentence, then raise your hand and we'll give you the chance. But no more.
Chadera 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, the created being cannot close the light for Chokhmah, for Chasadim. Is that right?
Yes.
That's why we only have to pray for the light of Chasadim.
Without the clothing of Chasadim, we can't work with the light of Chokhmah.
And the concealment of the Creator is only the way He shows love to us.
Yes. Maimon PT 10.
Lo shomim.
We can't hear.
Lo shomim. Tov. H Eser.
Our swimmer friend asked about when you say that he wants that will completely be released and free from the Creator. Do you mean that being released from the evil inclination he created or from himself?
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying.
Can
you hear me?
Yes.
To continue Yochai's question, can we really resemble the Creator, or does He just give us the feeling or the illusion that we can resemble Him to draw us to do what He desires?
We can resemble Him in order to do His desire in adhesion to us.
What does that mean with adhesion to us?
That we show Him that everything we do it only to resemble to Him, to adhere to Him. Okay, I think that for today you are drenched enough.
כן.
Yes.
יש פה שאלה מסיביריה.
Rav, there is a question from Siberia. In the previous part, you said that we should help each other rise in spirituality. How can we do that? How can we help each other to rise in spirituality?
We spoke about this all the time. Hours over hours over hours. One will help his friend to learn together, to connect, to support one another, to the ten, etc. They come once every now and again and ask a question that we've spoken about it for hours.
He's asking, how can we make this commitment?
To commit, meaning that each one is committed to help the others, not to forget about it. And then we will remind one another that all in all we need to be connected.
Thank you, Rav.
Rav Shela.
Rav, a question about something completely different. We get a feedback from the tens, especially through the Arvut system, that are sitting together in the same room. The question is, should two different tens sit in one room, or should every ten be in its own room during the lesson?
I don't know what that means. One room or two rooms?
It's like two tens sitting around one table, or should every ten be around their table?
The same language?
Same language. For instance, if it's like a ten from Netanya and a ten from Be'er Sheva, there's a room for each of them. Is it better if they sit together, or every ten should be in its own room?
I don't think it's a problem for them to sit together. I don't think so. It'll then be easier to differentiate.
Meaning it's okay for two tens to decide every day we're sitting together in the lesson. Or to switch or...
Yes, especially that there are partial tens.
Thank you.
Okay. So what do we have today?
We have two announcements. Together, everyone, as one, their unity evening for the Shavuot holiday. Dear friends, we're inviting you for a unity evening Sunday, May 28th, 6 o'clock, here in this building. The event will be broadcasted in the Arvut system, and Sviva Tova will be celebrating together. We'll sing a film, have music, and a lot of joy. Entrance from age 18. We'll send a link today. Broadcast for today will start at 10 o'clock with a recorded talk with Rav. 12, a lesson. At this we conclude. Thank you.
Somewhere above these racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill like it pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way, away, away, away. You light the way. Broken heart that is waiting to be like the wave.